Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Hentai Corner. We are giving you three games tonight. The first one we've got is Mamono Musume, Life with a Lamia. And they're all Mamono Musume games, so get ready for that. But let's go ahead and get started. Nice, wholesome, monster girl fun here on Grimm's Wholesome Dungeon of Degeneracy, which just sounds like fucking irony. Wow, it's nighttime. Let's start before it gets to the next day. Hey, that's a promise, got it? We settled on it, right? Yeah, of course, you have my word. We'll definitely meet again once we grow up. This sounds familiar. Nodding fiercely, I wrap my little finger around hers. We link our fingers tightly, letting each other know that although we'll be far apart for a long while, we'll definitely see each other again one day. Yeah, I'll be much, much prettier by then, so you gotta become more handsome too, you hear me, Light? I'm not sure I could do that. What will you do if I don't grow more handsome? Break up, I guess? That sounds bad. I'll do my best so that it doesn't happen. Ha ha ha, don't worry, you'll be fine. It's you we're talking about after all. She brushes off my worries, laughing angelically. Charmed by the confidence in her voice, I smile back. We're out of time already. Alright, Light, don't forget our promise. Next time we meet, we're getting married, got it? Got it! You can count on it! Ha ha ha! Well then, see you! She smiles brightly, waving her hand all the while. I keep waving back to her until her figure vanishes in the distance. Morning, huh? I open my eyes, the sunlight shining in through the window. Outside in the distance, I can hear the soothing sound of birds chirping. What am I, a poet? It seems a nostalgic dream has made me a bit cheesy. But man, it's no wonder that it has. Hasn't it been almost 10 years since then? I met that girl when I was still a child. She was my first love, so from time to time I see her in my dreams. Back then I was doing everything I could to please her, even running around in the mountains and various other dangerous activities. Come to think of it, we were doing some pretty stupid things. I can't help but smile wryly at the thought. Still, thinking little of what you're doing is exactly what makes you a kid in the end. I wonder what she's doing right now. She was always super cute, so she has probably grown up to be incredibly pretty, like she said she would. Question is, would she see me as handsome as I promised her I'd be? If I have time to ponder about that, then I surely have time to spend on improving my looks instead, don't I? I let out a quick sigh and get up from my bed. I feel good and full of energy, so I guess the dream affected me positively. Alright, let's get started. Tra-la-la, tra-la-la. Really? Humming happily, I head out to check on my crops. Oh, marijuana's still growing, I see. Growing my own food hasn't been easy at first, but I feel like I've started getting a hang of it. The crops are growing nicely, and I see things ready for harvest peeking out here and there. Oh, these ones look ready too. I set my sights on some ripe-looking vegetables and began harvesting them. It's like my good mood has passed on to my crops. A positive outlook in life helps you go a long way, eh? What was that? Did that bush just move? Oh no! A beast! I've heard my complaints about feral beasts from the people who live at the foot of the mountain. I'll be in serious trouble if a beast destroys my house or crops. I hope that thing, whatever it is, will move on and leave me alone. Gulp. It's getting closer. I need to prepare myself. I'll put up a fight if I absolutely have to, but before that, I have a better plan. And that is pleading for my life. Most people would probably leave me unharmed if I touched their hearts. Pleading, of course, wouldn't help at all if that thing was a beast, but it's better than doing nothing. Here it comes. I won't say anything. I surrender, so please calm down and... Wait, what? I've knelt down and bowed my head towards the bushes, but contrary to my expectations, a beautiful girl came out instead. She looks truly stunning. I feel as if I've seen her before. Oh, right. She looks a lot like the girl from my dream. Could it be her? Has she grown up into such a beautiful woman? Did she come to see me? Wait, what the hell am I talking about? That girl was a human, while this one is clearly half snake. Huh? Did I just say half snake? For starters, take a deep breath. Come on, close your eyes and breathe in and out. I rub my eyes. She's still a snake, am I dreaming? Ah! Ouch! I hit myself too hard. No, she still looks the same. Well, of course she does. Gulp. Her lower half is a snake. I'm not imagining this, right? No, it's a snake. No matter how I look at her, she's half snake with scales and everything. And that means she's a monster! Alamia, what should I do? I've never seen one before. Should I try a friendly greeting? No way! Maybe I should try reading her movements. Wait, I'm not some kind of ninja that can do that. Should I run then? What, and leave everything I own behind? I can't think of a single good option. As far as I know, monsters live apart from humans, so it's incredibly rare to see one. Even here, wars between monsters and humans raged for a long time in the past. Thanks to that, I've never heard anything good about monsters. I gotta do something, otherwise she'll eat me alive. I'm terribly sorry, so please don't eat... Huh? Wait, what? She's laughing? Hee-hee, what on earth are you doing dancing around like that? You look ridiculous. Huh? Well, I'm not dancing. I'm not, right? Ha! I haven't always laughed that much in a while. You're the same as always, you know? What do you mean? She's talking like she knows me. And here I was worrying what I should say. I'm such an idiot. Oh, whoops. Not good. I've been practicing for this day, so I have to do things properly. Long time no see, Light. I came to see you, just like we promised. What do you think? I've grown into a pretty girl, haven't I? Come again? What did she just say? Was it long time no see? Wait. What's that supposed to mean? Does she need directions? Maybe she's lost, but what's with the pretty girl part? Okay, calm down, Light. Calm down and think. She obviously means long time no see, not see. In other words, we've met before. She looks like the girl from my dreams, but this can't be her. The girl from my dreams was human. Hey, what's wrong? You look like you've seen a ghost. Ah, could it be that I've grown so pretty you're at a loss for words? No, have we met before? I don't recall knowing any monsters. Huh? Huh? Oh boy, now I've done it. I can practically hear the sound of something breaking. Not good, I've definitely screwed up. Here comes that battle music. Hey, Light, I'm sorry, but could you repeat that? I couldn't quite hear you. Ah! I can see it. The last thread of her patience is about to snap. What I say next will determine my fate. I must tread carefully. I was merely wondering if we've met somewhere before. What am I doing? I said I must tread carefully. Don't repeat the same thing, you moron. You don't remember me, I see. You forgot about me. Wait, it's not that I don't remember you, it's just we haven't met before. This is the first time I've seen a monster for real. Oh, your first time seeing one. Ah, I see. First time, you say? Eek! This is bad. Everything I say is making the situation worse. Just stop talking. No more talking. In other words, you don't remember me at all, Light? You've completely forgotten our promise? You did that without, excuse me, you did that even though I haven't spent a single day without thinking of you, trying to make myself look prettier every chance I had? Uh-oh. And here you are, living here without a care in the world like you're mocking me. Well, excuse me for intruding, Your Highness. What? Say something! I'm not sure what to say. The whole conversation feels like I'm walking on hot coals. Is this my fault? I really don't remember meeting a monster before. Sob, what? Sob, I've been looking so forward to this. Sob, thinking how I should greet you. Sob, I feel so stupid now. Huh? Hey, she's about to cry. What should I do? If only I had more experience talking with girls. Please don't. Don't cry! And whose fault do you think it is I'm crying, you moron? Ah! Ow! What's happening? I feel like I'm being crushed. I think she's attacking. Moron, idiot, dummy, blockhead, you should just... Wait, you're doing this? Wait, what? Stop it, let me go, my insides are coming out. Something's coming out of my little soldier that should definitely stay inside. Actually, it feels as if my whole body is gonna burst. This is really bad. Please spare me, I apologize, so please spare me. You don't even remember what you're... Excuse me. You don't even know what you're apologizing for. You can't remember, can you? No, I can't. I have literally no idea. Then just die! Sorry for being honest! Oh, crap. I'm passing out. Huh? I jump up from my bed, kicking off the covers, but what greets me is the same old ceiling I see every morning. It seems it had all been a dream. Phew, of course it was all a dream. There's no way someone as cool and collected as me would get that flustered, right? That's a load off my chest. Well, not like I'd see a monster around these parts anyway. Not even in a million years. And maybe in my imagination, but I feel like a twinge of mild pain ran through my body for a second. I look and see what seems to be bruises on my arms, though I'm probably just seeing things because I'm sleepy. My stomach's growling, however, is definitely not an illusion. Guess I'll start making breakfast. Oh, you're finally awake. I wanted the dream to last just a little longer. I was merely trying to deceive myself, but of course I knew the truth. Of course I knew it was all real. But come on, at least you could have given me a second to breathe. Good grief, I swear you passed out all of a sudden. You better be grateful, I carried you all the way here. And whose fault is that I fainted in the first place, huh? What are you saying it was my fault? Hold on. Try that one again. What? Are you saying it was my fault? Oh, please. You totally had it coming. No matter how you look at it, this is all your fault. Look at these bruises. I bet they'll stay on me for a while. Oh, shut up! You used to be handsome. What happened to you since then that made you so noisy? Grr! Okay, calm down, Light. I'm a chill guy. A cool lone wolf. I'm sure this girl feels at least a tinge of guilt for what happened. After all, she did carry me all the way here, and she even prepared a cold towel for me. Wait, is this a dust cloth? Damn it! Eek, hey, don't throw that at me, it stinks! And who was it that put the stinky dust cloth on my face, huh? Who the hell uses dirty dust cloths to treat sick people? Wait a second, she's a monster. What's normal to humans isn't necessarily normal to her. Now I feel bad for shouting at her. Sheesh, it's so dirty. Look, it even rubbed off on my beloved tail. Excuse me, what's that thing you're using to clean your tail right now? Hmm? I found this towel stacked over there. I have to say I'm surprised. It's nice and pretty and even smells good. Use a clean towel for me too then! I'm tired of this. I can't believe my calm and cool persona fell apart in minutes. So, did shouting help you refresh your memory? You remember me now, don't you? Whose fault is it that I shouted, huh? Seriously, who the hell are you? I spit back weakly between ragged breaths. Heck, if shouting was all that I had to do to remember her, then we wouldn't be having this issue right now. Ah, come on. You really can't remember me? Don't you have even the slightest clue as to who I am? I guess you kind of look like a girl I used to know, but she's a human, so... The girl from my dream is definitely a human, not a monster. I've been living here since I was a boy, so I couldn't have met a monster at any point of time in my life. Sure, fine. I give up. My name is Lamia. Lamia the Lamia, huh? Anyway, Lamia. Oh, wow. Hayugia. Lamia Hayugia. How's that? Does it ring a bell to you? Lamia Hayugia? Wait a second. I've heard that name before. I feel like I used to say it a lot when I was a kid. I think I've heard that name before, though I'm not entirely sure. You still don't remember? How bad is your memory? Do you have amnesia or something? That's gotta be it, right? Amnesia? Excuse me, I don't mean to brag, but my memory is completely flawless. That's a big fat lie. Had it been flawless, you would have never forgotten me. Ugh. She has a point. That is, if she's telling the truth. She still hasn't shown me any proof that she knows me. Maybe she's got the wrong guy. Ah, whatever. I wanted to hear you say it, but at the end, I guess I'll have to do it instead. I swear, you're such a buzzkill. She starts going on and on about something. Hold on, she said my name earlier, didn't she? Maybe we had really met somewhere before? I'll be much, much prettier by then, so you gotta become more handsome too, you hear me, Light? Ah! That's what the girl from my dream said! Don't forget our promise. Next time we meet, we're getting married. Got it, Light? Wait, but... Yup, that's definitely the promise I made with that girl when I was a kid. But she was a human back then, I'm certain of that. So don't tell me that you forgot our promise. Wait, I don't understand. I made that promise with a human girl. Huh? What are you talking about? Do I look anything like a human to you? Yeah, the top half. But that means... what was that? Okay, calm down, Light. Try to remember. Her name was... Oh. Lamia Hayugia. I knew that name sounded familiar, so it really is her. She looks the same. She knows about the promise I made with that girl all those years ago, and they have the same name. It's her, no doubt about it. What? It looks like you finally remembered. I'll say it again then. Long time no see, Light. Yeah, long time no see. Wait, no. What? The girl from my dream has actually been a Lamia all along? In other words, this girl, this Lamia in front of me, was my first love? I've heard about your mind playing tricks on you sometimes, but seriously, Brain, you've changed even her species? What the hell is going on? Blood rushes to my brain, sending chills down my spine. Come on, this means I've been a complete jerk. This is a lot to take in. I don't think I've ever been this shaken up before. Huh? Why did you collapse on the floor? What's wrong? You look pale. Never mind. My own idiocy shocked me a bit, that's all. Well, I don't care about that stuff. I'll always like you no matter what. Huh? Surprised, I turn to face Lamia and see her blushing, reaching out to help me get up. I take her hand, befuddled, and she pulls me back up with what feels like superhuman strength. Man, her hand is so warm. The thanks! I didn't do it for you or anything, I just figured it'd be a pain if you died on me, that's all, okay? Huh? Does that mean she's worried about me? Has Lamia always been such a tsundere? My childhood image of her keeps crumbling by the second. Anyway, we have a lot of things to talk about, but before that, a lot of things like what? Oh no, does she intend to crush the last remnants of the childhood image I have of her? Ugh, I already missed the version of her from my dream. I said but. I guess this is a bit too much for you to take in all at once. Oh! Huh? So she can be considerate after all? If you crush any more of my dream, I feel like I'll lose all will to live. I'll help you take your mind off things before we continue. You better be grateful, okay? Huh? Take my mind off things? How? Whoa, what? She's pushing me to the ground. Wait, Lamia, what are you doing? When you want to clear a man's head, there's only one thing you need to do. She draws in closer, her eyes glittering suspiciously. I can only think of one thing in a situation like this. Wait a minute, how the hell did you come to that conclusion? Aren't you getting a bit carried away here? Wait, you're feeling overwhelmed, so I want to help you take your mind off things. What's wrong with that? Like, all of it. What the hell is going on in that head of hers? It's not like I'm doing this because I want to or anything. It's just because it's the only way to take your mind off things, okay? If you don't really want to do this, then that's all the more reason to stop. Judging by the way she's acting, she doesn't seem used to sex at all. That makes me feel relieved a bit. Wait, that's not the point. Get off me! Whoa, hey, stop resisting. Come on, lie still. I refuse. I'm running away. Don't even try stopping me. We roll over and I take a chance to get up and run away. We're pretty close to the door already. All I have to do is get out and I'll be fine. I don't think you can escape from me. Gah! What's going on? Lemia's eyes light up like those of a beast that is hunting its prey. You brought this on yourself for resisting me, got it? My body's going numb. You stand no chance against Lamia's magic eyes. Hold on, this is sounding a lot like Princess X. Huh? What the hell do you mean, magic eyes? So that's what Lamia's eyes can do? That's cheating. Actually, I've heard that Lemmy's has special eyes several times before. Wait, this is no time for daydreaming. I gotta get out of here. Now, Light, I'll make you feel really good. No, no! Stop it. Ah, come on, body, move. Aha, give up. No matter how hard you try, you won't be able to move for a while. But don't worry, I'll make you feel truly good meanwhile, okay? How am I supposed to feel good in a situation like this? Oh, I don't know about that, but we have to try first, you know? See, if I gently rub your little dick this way, then... Ugh! Blood instantly rushes to my dick as Lamia begins stroking it gently. She's pinning me down completely, forcing me to get hard. It's twitching in my hand. I can feel it getting harder and harder. Oh, maybe you like being dominated like this. Of course not! Haha. Oh, don't hold back! Just give in to the pleasure, like your cute dick is doing. A sharp wave of pleasure runs through me, surging all the way up to my head. I look down and see her rubbing my exposed glands. You're trembling so much. Does having your head rubbed feel that good? Stop! Don't rub it so hard! You sound like a little girl, Light.
You sound like a little girl, Light.
You're getting in the mood, right? Here, I'll keep playing lots with your dick. So just give in and tremble in pleasure. I can't think straight. Every time her finger rubs my glands, I tremble as if surges of electricity are running through me. Enjoying my reactions, Lamia starts rubbing even harder, tracing the tip of my cock with her finger. Don't pry it open. Yeah, that's it, Light. I can feel your dick getting warmer. Here, I'll spread this open for you.
Ah! Oh ho ho, what's this? Something warm and sticky's coming out of your dick.
That was probably not the way to say that, but whatever.
Yeah, that's...
Her rubbing is so intense, the pre-cum is already coming out of my cock and covering her finger. Some of it has even flown over and stuck to her cheek.
I can't believe it came out this fast. Ha! Looks like it's been building up. You have to take care of this on a daily basis, otherwise embarrassing things will happen when you're with a girl. That's none of your business! Is that so? Seems you're about to come for me, though. Look, when I rub your dick this way, ha, it trembles happily. The smell's getting stronger, too. Ha, it's kind of turning me on. Lamia moans while spreading my pre-cum over the head of my cock. Using my warm pre-cum as lubricant, she traces along my cock with her soft fingers, making my head go numb. Please let me go. If you don't, I'll... You'll do what? Well, it hardly matters. I'm not letting you go. I won't stop until you come lots for me. Your dick is trembling, begging me to let him finish. Oh, I know. What if I pinch the tip with my fingernail? Huh? Feels good, right? Well, if you do that, I'll... She ignores my pleas and digs her nail into my glands. Huh? What's wrong? The intense stimulation is too much for me to bear, so semen shoots out of my cock like steam from a geyser. Lamia's hand and face quickly get covered in my cum. Hot! This is semen, huh? Incredible! It's so warm! Such a masculine smell! This is the worst! To think I actually came! If only she hadn't paralyzed me, I would have managed to get away! Come on, you're too fast, Light! And here I was looking forward to tasting it. That plan has now gone down the drain. Huh? To taste it? Anyway, I came, so can't you let me go now? Nope, I can't. You came, yes, but your dick is still as hard as a rock. You hardly seem satisfied to me. Besides, I haven't drunk your semen yet. You'll have to come much, much more. But that will feel really good for you, so you have no complaints, right? What on earth are you saying? I can't come again just like that. And this is where we have to go ahead and end it for now. Because I just wanted to do 30 minutes of each, and we've kind of gone over 30 minutes with this, actually. So, at any rate, we'll see you next time on Grim's Hentai Corner with maybe more of this. I'm going to try to get through these because I don't think they're that long. So, at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'm out for Grim's Hentai Corner, and Momoro Musume Lamia.